Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Westbrook accelerates and scores. Puts it down.
Then he mean mugged the whole crowd up under the rim. And I know the Lakers fans like that, even if they don't want to admit that.
Covington over Davis. Yes. Oh. Now Westbrook puts the move on Bradley. And hits Covington. Oh. Yes, another three. What a debut in a second run with the Rockets for Robert Covington.
Yeah, good morning, H-Town. Filling in once again for Payne and Pendergast. You got my guy, Cecil Shorts, six-year NFL vet, former Houston Texan, and lover of all things sports. Of course, each and every day, you got Chris Jones holding you down on the boards, and you got me, Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet. And last night, the Rockets put together an impressive performance on the road in L.A. I guess you can call them shorthanded after trading away two of their centers. You know what I'm saying? And they beat the Lakers 121 to 111. Russell Westbrook goes off for 48 points, 8 rebounds, 5 dimes. They couldn't slow him down, couldn't stop him. The recently acquired Robert Covington chipped in 14 and 8 off the bench. Had two huge threes late in the game to help the Rockets pull off. And all the starters scored in double figures, man. It was a hell of a ball game by the Rockets. And James Harden, he was off all night. Only had 14 and 7, but the Rockets still pulled out a really, really impressive win. Man, what did you think about the Rockets' performance on the road, Cece?
I think for the fans, for the media, it was good to see a good showing after all the trades. And it was some doubt. We had multiple people call in and give us their opinions, you know, on was it a good trade or was it a bad trade. We heard both sides of the coin. But last night playing against one of the best teams and one of the teams that will be competing for the NBA Finals, you had a good showing. And last night I saw tough defense. I saw toughness on both sides of the ball. And it was good to see if Harden was off, Westbrook could step up and score. Other guys were – Daniel House, to me, looked really good last night. On the defensive end, he was hustling. He knocked down some threes. Of course, Covington coming in. And when you got a new guy that comes in, and he said in his interview with Mark Berman, I just got to come in and do what I've been doing. Yeah. I don't have to change too much. I'm just going to come in and play my style of ball. And he looked really good last night. So it was impressive. Now, to be honest, does it change my mindset moving forward? I don't think so. I think the Lakers and the other teams will figure out, because honestly, this was brand new for the Lakers. They've never seen this style of basketball this roster of basketball from the Rockets. So they'll make their adjustments, and the other teams will too, but they looked good last night.
Yeah, they look good, man. I really enjoyed what I saw out of Russell Westbrook under this version of the Houston Rockets and the way that he attacked the basket all night long, had guys on their heels. But the other guy that really impressed me was Robert Covington, man. It was his debut with the team, and he had some thoughts after the game.
That's what I'm here for, you know, being able to be that, you know, the lineup that we have, you know, I'm able to, you know, add a lot of versatility, you know, add more versatility, you know, guys can do a lot on this team, but, you know, me at being a, you know, lead defender that I've been accustomed to being, you know, adding value to this team, and, you know, just shows that, you know, we can do a lot and we can be very, very, you know, good at it. So, you know, just got to keep building and I got to keep learning the system that way. You know, I can keep, you know, get even better. I was just out there pretty much playing and, you know, my teammates were talking me through a lot of things. So, you know, it's a couple of plays where they was like, man, if you do that, if you continue to do that, like, man, there's going to be a lot of different things that we ain't got to do. So, but, you know, my teammates just, you know, put me in the right position. And, you know, like I said, I just did what I was going to do and I was asking.
Now, think about that. He was pretty much out there freestyling last night. Didn't know what was going on. He didn't know the system. even though he was here for a very short period of time, that was years ago. Mm-hmm. And so you come in on your first night and you contribute and you do things that all his teammates could see, like, hey, man, what this guy brings to the table is going to help us get to the stage that we want to get to and get to that next level and help us be the type of team that can compete for NBA championship. And Russell Westbrook was one of his teammates that commented on Covington as well.
It's huge, man. His ability to be in space of four and not just that defend and make big plays down the stretch and shoot the basketball was big tonight.
Yeah, man. Listen, Russ understands that when you have a 3-and-D guy like Robert Covington, it's going to help everybody tremendously. You saw him make the hustle plays. You saw him get some key blocks. You saw him hit those two threes late in the ball game.
That's clutch.
The corner three where he raised up over AD. Like that, you don't expect them to come off the street and make shots like big shots like that. The score was 112 to 111 at that time. And the shot clock was kind of running down. He's like, hey, he just pulled up and hit it in AD's eye. And AD is a hell of a defender. AD had a couple of good defensive possessions against Harden in the game. And so he hits that big shot, and then a couple of possessions later, he's the trail guy on a little fast break, and they hit him, and he's a wide-open three. And so the Rockets put the Lakers away, man. And so that was good to see him perform so well early. And then the fact that all of the starters scored in double figures, and, of course, Covington came off the bench and chipped in with 14, that's the type of performance that it's tough for teams, especially bigger teams, to deal with because the Rockets just came in waves and waves.
They were running, man. They were getting up the court, and it was good to see them space the floor. Like, you've seen everybody on the outside surrounding the three-point line, and the Lakers had to make a decision, like, of what's going to happen. And the way Russell was attacking the rim last night, even Harden, even though he was off per se, he was attacking the rim. Then if they came down on him, he would dish out to somebody, and they were hitting the shots last night. 45% as a team from three last night. When you can shoot like that, and multiple guys, I think Covington hit four threes last night. Daniel House was hitting. A lot of guys were hitting last night. When you can do that consistently, you're gonna have your shots of winning games.
Yeah, man. They created opportunities for guys like Eric Gordon to get open threes. But there was one guy that I kind of felt bad for watching the game last night, even though he had 11 points. But P.J. Tucker, a couple of times, he got caught in situations down low where he was getting dunked on and
it was
thrown out the lane and he was falling all over the place. I'm like, come on. And it reminded me of that picture on Instagram with the stilts yesterday. And that's the first thing I thought. Like, man, it's gonna be a rough playoff run for P.J. Tucker because he's going to be put in situations where he's dealing with guys that are 6 and 7 inches taller than him, probably outweigh him by 50, 60 pounds. But he's going to battle. And so that's what you need, and you're going to get out of P.J. Tucker. So, like, I remember saying this a couple years ago when the Rockets fell short to the Golden State Warriors. I said, man, y'all got to protect P.J. Tucker at all costs. He shouldn't have to go through this. In this city, he shouldn't have to pay for a meal for the way he performed in that playoff run where they fell short when Chris Paul got injured. And so I'm like, man, listen, it's going to be the same way this year. But P.J. Tucker is one of those dudes, is a heart and soul guy, and he's going to be put in bad situations night in and night out, especially when they're playing against the best teams. But he's like one of those type of dudes that's going to sacrifice and give you all he can while he can. And so it'll be interesting to see how it goes going forward.
I love Pete. He's probably my favorite Rocket. This is everything you explained. He knows his role. He's going to play tough and fight every single night. And honestly, that like translates to the rest of the team. That his motivation, his willingness, because like you said, he's going to be mismatched every single night. Now, I do think they'll find ways to help him more often. It'll be more for team defense, especially when they play bigs like the Lakers and stuff moving forward. The Lakers did have 62 points in the paint last night to the Rockets 40. So I do expect other teams to try to get them in the paint more, even more than 62 points.
Yeah.
But, you know, Covington, and even the guy they traded for in Bruno, oh, I forgot his last name.
Man, see, I was trying to figure out how to pronounce his last name. I heard it multiple ways, but it's Bruno Caboolo. I
think Caboolo?
Caboolo or Caboolo, one of them.
So you're going to need him Bruno. To help some type of way? Especially come playoff time.
Are we really thinking that he's going to give something to the Rockets?
He had some good minutes 2 years ago with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay.
Now, is he going to do anything with this team and get any run? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. We can prognosticate all we want to, but I have no clue about this kid.
No clue.
And hopefully he does bring something to the Rockets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.